When it comes to home improvement, sometimes you need a pro, but sometimes you just need a little advice from a pro. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. Lessons learned of 2013. We're trying to emphasize them, drive them home, proclaim them, and we're doing it by playing a little Rosie on the House Jeopardy with Maggie, who's called in. Jennifer, you had a point?
I wanted to clarify the fish company in case someone's desperately trying to figure out what it is. It's Islam Morada.
I was close.
Yeah, okay.
Kind of.
Bass Pro Shop.
In a far kind of way, I was close. But that's the restaurant at the Bass Pro Shop.
We got
on that topic because the winner of this Rosie on the House Jeopardy program test this morning will win a $100 dining certificate at your favorite restaurant. And someone said that they appreciated and enjoyed seafood. So down in the area that they were calling from, I just mentioned that that was one of the restaurants we frequent quite often. Let's bring Maggie into the conversation, calling from Phoenix, and see how
Mesa.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. Yeah. We had it. Maggie?
Hi.
Maggie.
Good morning, Maggie. You're familiar with the game Jeopardy?
Yes, but after that other lady, I don't know if I want to play.
She was on a roll.
We were counting it up. She has 60. There's still 150 points available, so
okay.
There's still plenty opportunity to...
We were talking about bunny trails earlier. A random thought just hit me now after I've put the time into putting this together. Mike, have you heard from the station owner this morning? Are we breaking any kind of trademark or FCC rules on copying something like this?
No, I think because you said it's Rosie on the House version of.
Okay. Well, we'll hear from the attorneys.
Don't
ask, don't tell. Maggie, we're playing Rosie on the House. Kind of like a Jeopardy game. We have four categories: mistakes Arizona homeowners make, energy conservation, picking a contractor, or lawn and garden. And I can tell you, like I've told every other participant so far this morning, this is an open book quiz. Every one of these answers are on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Maggie, the floor is yours. Where would you like to start?
Energy
conservation.
Conservation.
For 10, or 20, or 30?
Do I get the same questions?
Yes.
Okay. The one about the appliance, was that 10 or 20?
That was actually under the mistakes Arizona homeowners make most often. That one has already been answered correctly.
Oh, it has? Okay.
Okay. In energy conservation, 10, 20, or 30, none of the questions in that category have properly been answered so far.
Okay, 10.
Okay. All right. If you're a regular listener of the show, this will be a very, very easy question to answer. This is a product that is oversold, underperforms, goes in the attic, and according to Rosie, should be banned from the market altogether.
Insulation?
No.
Oh, God.
It is not insulation.
It can be sold as that,
It's sold in conjunction with insulation.
Oh.
It's sold with the claims that it does the same thing insulation does, but that is not the right answer. Maggie, thank you so much for participating. We appreciate the attempt and the call in and your regular listening right here at Rosie on the House. Hey, you know, one of the things that we had more of in 2013 than we've ever had that I can recall in all the years I've been on air is people contacting us about testing their inventions. I bet you 8 or 9 products at least delivered to the office over the course of this past year, people asking us to test things. There's the guy down in Tucson that's invented a fiberglass slip cover over wood vigas that have rotten. And
that's a good one.
You know, it's got my interest. I'm really, I told the guy, I said, you know, I like what I see here. I want to get back down to Tucson on my next trip and have him tour me around to some of the homes he's installed it at. You know, our other good friend, John Shimon, with the Adobe King, has a product that he, too, completely restores and refinishes Vigas with in his work of restoring Adobe homes. So I want to take a look at what he's developed too, because he says it is an absolute lifetime solution. You'll never have to fool with rotten, crumbling, deteriorating Vigas ever again as long as you're in that Santa Fe style home.
A lot of little different hand tools, a lot of things for making a convenience around the house, home, castle, or cabin, another one. Stuck-on tools is pretty neat.
Yes, that was.
So, everything in Rosie on the House has to be time-tested and proven. So it can be a little bit of a turnaround for us promoting some of this stuff. But that's just part of what we do here. Hour 3 coming up.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.